Petersburg started the curbside recycling pickup last February. Residents bag up plastics, glass, cardboards, and other goods, and that material gets shipped south to be reused instead of going to a landfill in Washington State. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman gave an update to Petersburg's Borough Assembly.
The program has been successful. It is my opinion that it needs to stay voluntary. We should not make it mandatory to keep our folks in Petersburg feeling good about the program and get their participation willingly instead of begrudgingly. That's all going to help make those numbers go up and get to that recycling rate that we need to achieve.
Public Works has set a goal of 30% of the solid waste shipped out of town be shipped to the recycling plant instead of the landfill by 2017. The borough put out an online survey on the program this fall and received back 104 responses. Hagerman said residential customers were pretty satisfied with the service. He said it was clear there could be improvements.
The suggested improvements from the public were wide-ranging, but most were centered on transitioning to a cart-based program away from the bags. Although the bags got a fair amount of support as well, there were requests for changes in delivery of bags, distributing more bags at a time, using better bags, that kind of thing for the bag program.
The borough contracted with a private company for the first year of the service, but Hagerman recommended having borough employees take over that collection to save the contract costs. He also recommended purchasing new 96-gallon containers, similar to the larger garbage cans already in use. He said the borough would have to purchase a new truck in order to take over weekly pickup. Those one-time purchases will total almost $300,000, and the new truck will have annual upkeep costs, but the borough would no longer have to pay an annual contract for collection or the cost of new bags on a regular basis. Those two expenses total over $100,000 and would be annual costs if the borough continues with the current program. Hagerman noted the borough saves money for every ton that's sent to the recycling center instead of the landfill.
The savings that we're seeing from sending materials as recyclables, $96 a ton over our solid waste, really speaks for itself. We need to do whatever we can to push material towards the recycling side. And that means, to me, increased public education efforts, offering continuous feedback to the community regarding the diversion rates and how to keep those rules clarified so that everything that they can put in the recycling bin goes in the recycling bin.
Hagerman said the current diversion rate does not offset the cost of the service. He also noted that nearly 100% of households were participating. Businesses are also recycling, but staff noted possibilities for recycling more materials from merchants and restaurants as well as harbor users. Assembly members were generally supportive of Hagerman's recommendation, but John Haverlick wanted to have alternating trash and recycling collection from week to week in order to save on the upfront costs.
And if we did it the every other week option, we wouldn't have to be adding staff, truck, you know, et cetera. And that seems like it saved well over $100,000. And the other thing, just because of my experience in this other area, I know by doing the every other week thing, force people to recycle because their garbage was getting too full.
Some survey respondents did not like the idea of having garbage around for 2 weeks during the warmer months and when bears might be out looking for a snack. Other assembly members wanted a smaller container option for the collection. Nonetheless, assembly members voted to support Hagerman's recommendation as he prepares his upcoming budget for the year. The vote was 4-2, with Haverlick and Bob Lynn voting against the motion. It's not a totally done deal. The assembly will still have to vote on the actual purchase of the truck and a new collection containers, as well as the budget itself, in 2015. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.